It's 36 degrees in Richland Center at 1229 on this Thursday afternoon, March 6th. Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Richard Dick Sadler, 74 of Lone Rock, died February 25th. A celebration of life will be held today from 3 to 6 at the Richardson Stafford Funeral Home in Spring Green, with words of remembrance at 6. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to Civil Air Patrol, Upland Hills Hospice, or a charity of your choice. Richard Sadler is survived by his wife, Sue, and two children, Rebecca and Paul. Richard Dick Sadler, 74, of Lone Rock. Catherine Marie Kathy Vodak, 66, of rural Hillsboro, died Saturday at home. Funeral services will be held Friday at 11 at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Hillsboro. Burial will be in the Czechs National Cemetery, Yuba. Friends may call at the church Friday from 9:30 until the time of service at 11. The Piha Funeral Home in Hillsboro is assisting the family. Kathy Vodak is survived by her husband of 41 years, Dave, two children, Jean and Casey Kursave of Hub City, and Paul Vodak and Jessica Estebo of rural Hillsboro. A grandson and siblings, Joyce and Bob Vodak of rural Hillsboro, Don Johanning of rural Highland, Carol and Bob Allport of Fitchburg, Dennis Johanning of rural Highland, and Carl Johanning of Bullhead City, Arizona. Catherine Marie Kathy Vodak, 66, of rural Hillsboro. Maureen Keene, 90, of Richland Center, died Friday. Funeral services will be held at noon Friday at the Pratt Memorial Chapel. Burial will be held at a later date in the Pleasant Ridge Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Friday from 10 until the time of service at noon. Maureen Keene is survived by her husband, Johnny, three children, Cynthia and Vince Fairchild of Birchwood, Merriman Jr. and Susan Keene, and Marlon L. and Judy Keene, all of Gillingham. Six grandchildren, six great-grandchildren, three great-great-grandchildren, a sister, Myra and Keith Deckert of Richland Center, a brother, Lauren and Janine Kepler of Marshall, and many other relatives and friends. Maureen Keene, 90, of Richland Center. Kent Friedland, 72, of Richland Center, died February 26th of a sudden illness at Gunderson Health System in La Crosse. Funeral services will be held Saturday at noon at St. John's Lutheran Church in Richland Center. Friends may call at St. John's Lutheran Church Saturday from 9 until the time of service at noon. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. Kent Friedland is survived by his wife of 50 years, Alice, two children, Grant and Shanda Friedland of Spring Green, and April and Lance Smithy of Richland Center. Seven grandchildren, sisters-in-law, Lucille Friedland of Florida, and Cindy Friedland of Minnesota. Also many other relatives and friends. Kent Friedland, 72, of Richland Center. Rodney John Powell, 70, of Reedsburg, formerly of Sandusky, died Monday. A celebration of life will be held Tuesday at 11:30 at Bible Baptist Church in Reedsburg, with burial in the Sandusky Cemetery. Friends may call at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center Monday from 4 until 7. Friends may also call at the church Tuesday from 11 until the time of service at 11:30. In lieu of flowers, donations may be made to the Bible Baptist Church in Reedsburg. Rod Powell is survived by his wife Nancy, four children, Marie and Willie McCormick of Sandusky, Renee and Tyler Darple of Highland Heights, Kentucky, Joseph and Daniel Powell of Sandusky, and Jeremy and Miranda Powell of Laval. Two stepchildren, Chad and Jen Thompson of Davie, Florida, and Corey and Lindsay Thompson of Wausau. 17 grandchildren, brother and sisters, Doug and Karen Powell of Waniwok, Cheryl and Steve Husker of Reedsburg, Susan and John Husker of Watertown, and Christina Powell of Viola. Also many nieces, nephews, aunts, uncles, cousins, and friends. Rodney John Powell, 70, of Reedsburg, formerly of Sandusky. Mary Margaret McMillan, 82 of Reedsburg, died unexpectedly February 18th at home. A memorial service will be held at noon Saturday, March 15th at St. John Lutheran Church in Reedsburg. Burial will take place at a later date in Resting Green Cemetery, Ironton. Friends may call at the church Saturday, March 15th, from 10 until the time of service at noon. Memorials may be made to St. John Lutheran Church. The Farber Funeral Home in Reedsburg is assisting the family with arrangements. Mary McMillan is survived by three children, Michelle Marie of the United Kingdom, Michael, Marty McMillan of Madison, and Mitchell and Holly McMillan of Laval. Two grandchildren, a sister, Barbara Clark of Arizona, niece and nephew, and numerous good friends. Mary Margaret McMillan, 82, of Reedsburg. Bernadine J., Bernie Dawnbaugh, 80 of Dodgeville, died February 25th. A celebration of life will be held Sunday, March 30th, from 10 to 2 at Boscobel Bowl and Banquet in Boscobel. Burial will follow. Survivors of Bernie Dawnbaugh include three children, Corinna Lathrop and Phil Olson, Cheryl and Bill Hackett, and Rhonda Leffler, nine grandchildren, 13 great-grandchildren, a sister, Nancy Thompson, a brother, Ron and Colleen Norman, several nieces and nephews, and special friend Dave Rainey. Bernadine J., Bernie Dawnbaugh, 80, of Dodgeville.